I believe in the power of love.
I believe
I believe in the importance.
I believe that everyone.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
NPR is reviving the Edward R. Murrow series, This I Believe. We are presenting short statements of personal belief by people from all walks of life. Today, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich. Our series curator is independent producer Jay Allison.
In the 1950s, many This I Believe essayists wrote about their Cold War fears for the future, even wondering if we would survive as long as we have. Newt Gingrich, 50 years later, is also concerned for our future, and his beliefs center on the responsibility to secure our society. When we recorded Gingrich in his office in Washington, he reviewed his essay, then set the paper aside. He said he'd rather just speak directly about his beliefs. Then he spoke without pause for 2.5 minutes. Here is Newt Gingrich for This I Believe.
I believe that the world is inherently a very dangerous place, and that things that are now very good can go bad very quickly. I stood recently at Checkpoint Charlie, and I saw where the Berlin Wall had once been, where millions had lived in slavery only 20 years ago. And I realized that it could happen again. I've stood at Auschwitz, where millions were massacred. And then I read about Darfur, where hundreds of thousands are dying in the Sudan. I watched the bombings in Baghdad, and I know they could be happening in Atlanta or in Washington. I look at civilizations that have collapsed: Rome, Greece, China, the Aztecs, the Mayas. And then I look around at our pretensions and our beliefs that we are somehow permanent. And I am reminded that it is the quality of leaders, the courage of a people, the ability to solve problems that enables us to continue for one more year, and then one more year, until our children and our grandchildren have had this freedom, this safety, this health, and this prosperity. I learned this belief from my stepfather, a career soldier who served America in the Second World War, in Korea, and in Vietnam. When I was a child, we lived in France, a France that was still suffering from World War II bomb damage, a France that still had amputees from the First World War, and special seats on the subway for those who had been wounded in the First and Second World War, a France that was fighting a war in Algiers, a France that had 100% inflation. We went to the battlefield of Verdun, the greatest battle of the First World War. We stayed with a friend of my father's, who'd been drafted, sent to the Philippines, served on the Bataan Death March, and spoke of 3.5 years in a Japanese prison camp. And suddenly, as a young man, I realized, this is all real. The gap between our civilization, our prosperity, our freedoms, and all of those things is the quality of our leaders, the courage of our people, the willingness to face facts, and the willingness to work for solutions. Solutions to energy, solutions to the environment, solutions to the economy, solutions to education, and solutions to national security. We have real challenges. We have a wonderful country. We need to keep it, and to keep it, we're going to have to learn these kind of lessons. That's what I believe.
Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich with his statement, For This I Believe. We are inviting everyone to take part in our series, and we urge you to send us your statement of personal belief through our website, npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Monday on Morning Edition, a This I Believe essay for the 4th of July by writer Andrew Sullivan.
This I Believe is made possible by a grant from Farmers Insurance.